Welcome to our new Retail Razor Show, Blade to Greatness. Our new standalone Retail Razor Show, where we hear from a retail industry leader who shares their sharp insights and cuts of wisdom on how to excel in this dynamic and competitive field. In this series, we learn about the essential must-have skills and qualities that every retail executive needs to lead their teams and their business to success.
Whether we're talking about HQ or stores, we'll uncover valuable tips and advice that every retail leader can apply to their own retail career path, raising your blade to greatness.
I'm your host, Ricardo Belmar.
And I'm your co-host, Casey Golden.
Today, we're speaking with April Sobral, founder of RetailU.ca, an online leadership development portal for field leaders, and also the author of two books, The Positive Effect and her latest, Incurable Positivity. After 3 decades running stores for brands such as Starbucks, Banana Republic, Apple, Holt Renfrew, and David's Tea, April transitioned into coaching and training after seeing the impact of leadership firsthand on a retail business. Her current clients include brands like Jimmy Choo, L'Oreal, Victoria's Secret, David's Bridal, and more.
Today, she's here to talk with us about one of the most important skills every retail leader needs, how to stop being enrolled into negativity news, doom and gloom, and so on. Welcome, April.
Hey, good morning. Nice to be here. It's interesting, right? How many times a day do people call you to tell you all the doom and gloom or send you emails or LinkedIn posts about like retail dead?
That's right? So true.
All the time. 100%. So I'm not the person that anybody calls to actually do that because they know what's going to happen when they do that because I'm not being enrolled in those conversations. I always say life is like an enrollment game, right? Like we're enrolling customers to buy what we are selling and we're enrolling our teams to buy into what we want them and need them to do. And we're being enrolled in conversations all day that are just not productive about what's going on. So this is one of the number one questions I get all the time now. It's like, oh, you're so positive, but like, how do you deal with a person that comes at you with negative news and just complaining about everything? And there's a fine line because you don't want to just come across as you're not listening, you don't have empathy, and you're just ignoring everything they're saying, because it's not certainly about that, because listening makes people feel valued, right? But I think what I coach most people on these days is just about just not being enrolled in it and like looking at it like a little bit of a game of like, okay, so I hear what you're saying, right? Like what I'm understanding is that you're stressed about what's happening in the world of retail. However, I do believe that there's some good things happening. So let's talk about that and what we can do to like bring more of that into this conversation so that we can move it forwards. I just play games all day of enrolling people into positive conversations. And actually, when they leave, they feel a lot better, right? Most of the time. So I think it's more about just not buying in and getting engaged in those circular conversations that really are just not productive. They don't create any kind of action plans. They don't create any strategies. They don't create good vibrations and make you feel good. So it's hard. It's not easy. But for me, I have a lot of filters. Like I don't listen to the news every day. And actually, I got on an Uber the other day because I was traveling and he literally had the news on and it was just doom and gloom. And I was just like, can you change the channel? Like I can't listen to it anymore because I've just attuned myself to not. And usually people call me and tell me if there's something I need to know. But it's just, yeah, it's about enrollment. It's about where you're, how you're having those conversations all day. But you do want to acknowledge people. You don't want to ignore them and just be like not listening to it because that's just rude, right? And that's just not good people skills. So I spend a lot of time talking to leaders about that these days, how to not be enrolled and then how to enroll people into a good conversation.
Yes, I feel that the overarching doom and gloom is very toxic these days. It doesn't take much to get a spiral.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. I always say if you're going to actually have a conversation or be enrolled in a conversation with somebody, make sure it's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Pick a good one. Pick a good one. So yeah, but it is a skill in the way that you do that. Because when you start practicing this all day and you start like becoming the person that enrolls people in positive conversations and positive things happening, it gets a bit uncomfortable for people. I'm not going to lie, because they're so used to complaining. But we've been hearing doom and gloom about retail's debt for the last 15 years, as far as I know.
That's true.
Always, yeah. Right? Especially always. Somebody that comes from stores. But there'll always be stores that close and there'll always be another brand that opens. That's just the cycle of retail.
It is. That's why leases aren't forever.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
100%.
It's part of business. Yeah.
We'd be signing mid-time leases.
Yeah. And I think too, at the same time, right, no one wants to be a leader just to lead people down that negative path and to always be leading into gloom and doom, right? The whole point to being in that leadership role is to help the team aspire to do something, right? And to accomplish something. And if you're not being positive about that and encouraging more positivity, then how do you ever get them across the finish line on any goal?
Yeah. And I just remember that when I got given goals and I was like, oh Lord, how am I going to make sure that my team is achieving this with me? I could see literally when I would show up and like start kind of complaining about the goals or saying they're not realistic, and I'd be enrolling my team in that. And then they would start believing that because I was saying it because I had such an influence. Whereas if I would show up and be like, okay, this goal is big. We're going to chunk it down, right? Like, how are we going to achieve this? What can you do? What can we do to inspire people? And I would enroll them in the positive, and I could just see the difference in the results immediately happen. And so that's where I learned that skill, actually, working through retail in the stores at times where it was tough, where goals were hard to achieve. So but it's the number one question I get asked all the time. How do I deal with negative people that are coming at me? And that's why I wrote a whole book about it.
Yeah. Personally, I've seen a lot of my doom and gloom. I think we all know who those people are in our lives.
Yeah.
I find that most of them aren't even aware. And I have to 100%. Kind of bring it to their attention and say, like, this isn't going to help us, or this isn't going to help me. And I need to say this. So if you want to talk later this evening about it, it's fine, but I can't do it at noon.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, no, it's so true. They don't know. And actually, I flip it on them. So I like, you just said, like, it's not helping me. I actually say to them, it's not helping you.
It's not helping you. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm not helping you if I perpetuate this conversation, right? Because you're not going to feel good if you keep talking about it. Now, we need to vent. We need to get a little bit. But I usually say, you got 17 seconds. And then, like, we're moving on. Right? Like, that's it. But yeah, I always say, I'm not helping you. If the best way I can support you is to help you find a solution or help you find a better thought or a better feeling in this situation, because you're going to leave just uplifted and feeling better about everything. So yeah, but most people are not aware when they're doing it, because we're just programmed that way in the world. Think about news. News is all negative news. When do you ever turn on the news and really hear like great thing? You just don't.
I don't really listen to anything because
it's
not how I want to start my morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, April, thank you so much for sharing another valuable insight with us, and 100% with you on that the enrolling in the gloom and doom is never going to lead to success. You've got to find ways to turn that around. Thanks so much for sharing that with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, April.
If you've enjoyed our show, please consider giving us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts and Good Pods. Remember to smash that subscribe button in your favorite podcast player and tune in on YouTube so you don't miss a minute. I'm your co-host, Casey Golden.
Please share your feedback with us on Twitter at @KCCGolden, Ricardo_Belmar, and at Retail Razor, or find us on LinkedIn, Threads, and Instagram. For the best highlights from each episode shipped straight to your inbox, subscribe to our Substack newsletter for full episode transcripts and bonus content. I'm your host, Ricardo Belmar.
Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, keep cutting through the clutter and stay sharp. This is the Retail Razor Blade to Greatness.